Hey, last night I didn't want to watch that State of the Union. I didn't want to get news updates about it or anything like that. So, went to the movies, saw Insidious. Dude, I think I've seen five of these Insidious movies. I can't remember any of them. I really wanted to see Liam Neeson on the commuter rail killing people, but Jacqueline really wanted to see this Insidious movie, so we go to see that. It's all right. Let me say this: the end was, what was that? The rest was fine. There's usually logical problems with most horror movies that of like that kind, the kind of cartoonish horror movie, like a little, but it was fine. And then I got to miss the stage. I just can't hear the guy's voice. It's just it's too grating on my fucking nerves. But it didn't declare war or anything, so I guess that's a win. Let's look at the news. And episode 359. Not gonna dwell on. The numbers have gone up for some reason, though. I find it very odd. The numbers have kind of shot up, the listens in the past week, and I'm very don't know why. And they're never, it's not like one episode or anything, it's just like kind of spread out over all of them. It's so no, nothing's like, oh, look, this episode's got a bunch of listens. It's just in general. So I don't know if that means I got to keep going or what, but we'll think about it. I'll think about it. There's no we. I should say we. We have a team. I have a team. There's a team of people behind the scenes making this podcast happen. I don't talk about them because I want to seem like it's independent. But now that we're getting towards the end, I'm letting the secrets out. You think this just happens? This just comes together? No, that's. Well, the reason I've said this before, but I haven't said it in a long time. So, the reason at the end of the episode when I say we love you, that isn't for the team. That's just because I was at some rap party for a movie, and Joel Schumacher, the director, was there, and then I saw him meet Moby, and then he just said we love you, and I thought it was funny that he was referring to himself as we. Teen snatches wig off of classmate with scalp condition. Records her crying in the bathroom. What the? Bullies shouldn't make the news. They shouldn't be. Now you're glorifying the bully. This is the same problem you have with the mass shooters. You put them in the news. Well, they didn't say the bully's name. But that's terrible. Where did this happen? Franklin, Tennessee. And they say bullying's dead. This is a. I hope they got the wig back. Why would you take somebody's wig? I've known some real pieces of shit and gone to school with some real assholes, some real lowlives. And nobody. Fucking nobody would have taken somebody's wig. And I'm not just talking about just regular assholes. I'm talking about racist pieces of shit. People that yell like the fucking N-word at people. They wouldn't have taken somebody's wig. I have seen people mock disability. Not in high school. Absolutely not in high school. Middle school. Middle school kids are fucking animals. The worst of the worst. But I didn't go to public high school. I got out of public school because I'm dyslexic and kept trying to go. My parents kept putting me in public school, saying, "Hey, maybe it'll work this time," and just never worked. But maybe in public school, I know it was a lot tougher. Because all my friends that from public school that went on to public school said, "Yeah, it's pretty tough." They liked it, though. But that's because they were assholes. Real pieces of shit. I barely have had real friends in my life. Few. You know, over the years, if you had to count them up, let's say 10. Not all at once. Then there's a bunch of other people. There's a bunch of other people. Real friends. Would, you know, help you bury a body or whatever. Whatever the threshold is. African-American man fighting for his life after unprovoked racist rage attack in Auburn. What the fuck is going on? Everybody's freaking out. Calm down, people. Let's all pull it together. Let's not have attacks of racist rage or wig snatching. I know it's an odd time and people are on edge, but you know, go get a pet, and you'll chill. I wonder how. I mean, I know Hitler had a dog, but I wonder how many of these this racist rage guy. You know what? Because here's the problem with a dog. Nothing wrong with dog. I'm a dog person. I get it. You're a dog person. Shut up. Get a cat. It's a different vibe. And I don't know how many people that have a cat or two that are going around fucking shit up, like like doing some fucking shitty stuff. I'm sure there's some, but I bet if you, this is me taking my point of view and saying I bet if you took a poll, I don't know. But I bet if you crunch the numbers, cat owners nicer to other people. If there was a study done. Now, that's almost as good as there being a study. Me saying if there was a study, these would be the results. It's almost the same thing. Because I would go and do the study and just make the results say what I wanted them to say. Oh, just like that Volkswagen. Oh, those Volkswagen people. Fuck them. It wasn't enough. I was watching this Dirty Money on Netflix, and it was the first episode. It was about Volkswagen. Fuck those guys. It wasn't bad enough that it's a car company started by Hitler. That isn't enough to fucking tarnish a brand. Holy shit. They have to, like, just go, like, mass scale fraud. And they're still around. I still never heard anybody motherfuck Volkswagen. It's just like, if somebody was like, I was thinking about getting a Jetta. I'd be like, oh yeah, it's a nice car. I like a Jetta. No. Fuck them. Don't buy Volkswagen. Buy a Buick. Buy an Oldsmobile. Either of those brands exist? I think they're both gone. Both cars, but I remember my dad had a Buick at one point in my life, and I believe there was an Oldsmobile somewhere along the line. I don't know. I'm glad to not have a car, to be quite honest. That whole idea, like, and then you have to get the new car, and it's a whole day, and it's a thing. Let me tell you, not having a car is a fucking dream. There's about 3 times a year I'm like, man, I wish I had a car. That's about it. It's not. I don't think it's enough. Killer whale learns to imitate human speech in world first. Oh man, you see, this is what's going to happen. The whales are going to take over. I'm always saying, oh, the cockroaches. We're going to have the war with Korea, then the cockroaches come. Maybe it's the fucking whales, dog. Most of the planet, water. Maybe the land just becomes garbage. That's where the whales throw their shit. Once they get into commerce and such things. And then they're like, oh, just throw it on the land, the garbage land, with all the fucking skeletons of the humans that used to try to lock us up in goddamn SeaWorlds. They want us fucking dead, and they're killer whales, and they can talk. We're fucked. All right, I gotta go. See you fucks tomorrow. We love you.